back with you with our very special guest, Dr. Judy Wood and Attorney Jerry Lephart. Now, go ahead. Did you finish your train of thought, Jerry?
I mostly did. Whenever I have the privilege of being, on a presentation where Dr. Wood is available, I do think that it's important that we Dr. Wood give the verbal indications of just how strong that proof of what caused the destruction of the World Trade Center buildings actually is. And the only other thing I would want to add is that the issue of data quality is raised because the primary governmental agency responsible for explaining what caused that destruction, namely the National Institute for Standards and Technology, or as we call it, NIST, which is a branch of the Department of Commerce, dodged the entire issue. It's not well known that NIST actually carved out a method of explaining the destruction of the World Trade Center buildings by constructing what they called a conditions leading to what they called collapse, and then they separated out what they called the event of collapse, namely what was going on during that 10-second pulverization process, which, Ambrose, now get this, they did not explain.
Say that again.
Okay.
that would need to be.
All right. What NIST did was they said you had an event of collapse. But that there was no need for them to explain the event. That instead, all they were mandated to do, or in this instance, all they needed to do, was to give an overview of conditions that they said existed from the moment of impact of the supposed jetliners up to the point where, and this is the phrase they actually used, quote, initiation of collapse, unquote.
My God.
And then after that, they said, oh, no need to explain anything else. Now, that lacks integrity.
Yes, it does.
But yet, that is the state of affairs as they now exist. Now, the difference, however, is that the NIST report was issued in or about October of 2005. Dr. Wood's work hit the press, so to speak, only about a year later, in October 2006. I think that's the earliest date that that I came in contact with it. And then I'm going to turn it over to Judy.
Well, the billiard ball example that I've put out there is about 6 months before the NIST report came out. And the billiard ball example, which is on my website, is a mental exercise to show you that this pancake collapse that they talk about is physically impossible in the amount of time given. And that was out there, and it was pretty well proven that their explanation was inadequate.
What is their normal procedure? Don't they usually give the reasons things happen?
Judy, you want to take that, or do you want me to address
you
that?
You go ahead and address it.
Okay. The report that NIST issued in connection with the destruction of the Twin Towers consists in a fairly substantial narrative. In its PDF version, Ambrose, it runs close to 298 pages, although inexplicably it has a lot of blank pages and pages with just a few lines on it, which you know, it can be an indicator that they were trying to make it appear as though it was longer than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting the actual report are a number of rather costly experts' reports and analytical reports of one sort or another that range in quality from being actually rather good to, in other respects, being, you know, rather superfluous.
Mm-hmm.
And the technique mm-hmm. of the report is that it goes into very great detail, almost to the level of minutia, on unimportant matters, thus giving it the appearance of being thorough and exacting. But then, as I said, as to the actual thing itself, there is virtually no discussion, and indeed, what can fairly be characterized as a cop-out of mm-hmm. not addressing it. But notice what happens. You've got all this detail, this great length, and these impressively presented reports all backing up this effort that make it appear.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an as-if proposition. It's as if they did a scientific study when, in fact, they did not.
Mm-hmm. And what was their official conclusion?
Their official conclusion was that the combination of the of jetliner impact, jet fuel, which is nothing but kerosene with additives, and gravity caused the 10-second tippity-top-to-utter-bottom destruction of those twin towers. And they did so on the basis of virtually ignoring all of the temperature conclusions that they could obtain from actually testing remnant steel.
Right.
In other words, the actual test of remnant steel pretty uniformly revealed temperatures that were far too low to cause any deformation of reinforced steel. They made assumptions about how the fire-resistant material was removed from steel that would make it vulnerable to heat. They made excessive assumptions or unjustified assumptions about how and in what manner, you know, fire could have spread. And they put all of this information literally into a black box. And then, where necessary, they made further assumptions without giving any justification for it. And then said that their computer said that the conditions could, not did, but could mm-hmm. result in the initiation of collapse. And then the grandest assumption of all is that once collapse was initiated, you know, and it's their word collapse, not mine,
mm-hmm.
but once it was initiated, why, all else was inevitable. Now, and this is in a context where no steel-reinforced skyscraper had ever, you know, collapsed before as a result of fire. So what's inevitable about something that had never happened before?
Mm-hmm.
They did not address the issue of the speed of the collapse, which, you know, as Judy said, was something that, you know, had been, that, you know, she herself had pointed out in what is, you know, a very graphic, you know, presentation of the, you know, the billiard ball example, and which I think merits a little bit more commentary. It's mm-hmm. it's literally because it's so descriptive. Imagine yourself standing on top of the World Trade Center, and with you know, let's say the eight ball is in your hand, and you drop it. That ball will take more than 9 seconds to reach the ground,
right,
assuming it's in a vacuum, that is to say, without the effect of air or wind resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact is, there is air and wind resistance.
Right.
And so it should have taken far longer than that, and that's falling, free-falling.
Okay.
Yet the towers collapsed in about that time.
Okay. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls at 866-801-8255. We'll be right back.